Essentially, it's just really good canoeing and paddling done very well. But you can take those same skills and bring them to the river, bring them to the lake, and go tripping.
That's Minnesota-based wilderness guide and naturalist Sue Plankus talking about the art of Canadian-style paddling. I'm Jim Gallagher, and this is Paddle Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. Sue is one of those unique individuals whose life seems steeped in doing something she loves. To say that Sue paddles a canoe well is an understatement of the expertise and elegance that comes through with every stroke of her paddle. I caught up with her earlier this fall on the edge of the Boundary Waters Wilderness at a gathering of the Wooden Canoe Heritage Association.
Well, this is the Minnesota chapter of the WCHA, the Wooden Canoe Heritage Association, and I've been a member of this organization for quite a long time. I've been going to some of their annual assemblies since the 1990s, and I knew about the organization as early as 1981 or 82 when I worked with Kirk Whipper, a fellow that was heavily involved with wooden canoes in Canada, and he was getting information from the folks in the States about a wooden canoe organization. So I learned a little bit about it then, but then became more involved when I met Tom McKenzie, and he was one of the first organizers of the WCHA, and worked with him with canoeing and becoming an instructor in canoeing and attending the assemblies. So that's how it kind of got started.
There are wooden canoes in your family as well. I understand that you inherited a canoe from your grandfather. Tell me about that canoe.
Yes, this is a canoe. It was called the Punch and Judy, and it's a Peterborough Canoe Company canoe that was built back in the 30s, and it's very unique in that it's an all-wood canoe, so it's wood and varnish, and all the wood on it goes from gunwale to gunwale around the canoe, and they're all tongue and groove. So in construction-wise, it's very unique. So that's been in the family since he got it. We've kept it in good shape, but I had the fortune of having Tom McKenzie of Loon Works Canoes be able to restore it to a really good quality, and just recently have donated it to the Wisconsin Canoe Heritage Association in Spooner, Wisconsin. So it's now going to be held there, and it will be on loan for 2 years there so that other people may enjoy the same canoe. And it's called a cedar rib, so it's a little different.
And you own a Mackenzie canoe as well that Tom made, and describe that. I saw you paddling that today. It's a very pretty little canoe.
Thank you. It's a 12-foot canoe, and it's called the Button, or My Button. And it's designed as a wooden canvas canoe, but its skin is actually a Dacron, so that it's a very light canoe. It's white cedar for its planks and ribs, but then it's touched up with its gunwales and decks and the seats in butternut. And that's a wood that I've always really liked. And so he worked with David Yost in designing this canoe. And it's the first of one of several different models that David Yost and Tom McKenzie designed together to make solo canoes something that everyone can carry or use. They're lightweight. And so, especially with the Button, the idea that women could handle their own canoe and go canoeing. That's how that was.
What's the weight of your canoe?
It weighs about 30 pounds, so it's quite light.
Do you own other wooden canvas canoes?
I do own a couple of other wooden canvas canoes. They're both made in Canada, but the one I really enjoy a lot, and I do a lot of Canadian style canoeing demonstrations in it. It's called a Kijik, and it's a little over 15 foot tandem canoe. It has a nice tumble home to it. I've used it for canoe tripping, but it's really nice to demonstrate Canadian style paddling. And what that is solo paddling a tandem size canoe. It was the idea that at the end of a day of tripping, you could take out your canoe on your own and go paddling around in the back bay and enjoy the nature out there on your own. And it became a skill set that was a tool for teaching the kids at summer camp how to paddle and to do it well. Mm-hmm. And this is something that was taught by a fellow, Omer Stringer, who was well known in Ontario in the 40s and 50s, and he carried on through into later times to teach people how to paddle a tandem canoe in from the solo position. It's just paddling done well. It's a skill set that you can use for canoe tripping, but it's also can be used in terms of dancing on the water, just paddling really well. And some people have gone so far as to put it to music. And so that's the Canadian style.
We're talking with wilderness guide and naturalist Sue Plankus on Paddle Minnesota.
There is American freestyle canoeing as well. And that's a little different in that with Canadian style, you heel your canoe a little bit, you sit to the side, and you paddle from a stationary canoe position. With American freestyle paddling, it's done more from you're sitting in the middle of the canoe, and so then you can do what you can also do cross strokes. So you're doing turns and spins that are on your on side or the side that you're paddling on, but as well you can take your paddle over to the off side, we call it, and do cross strokes and cross turns and maneuvers. As well with American freestyle, there's involved pitch where you move your weight a little bit forward in the canoe, or you might move it backwards. But in all of that, you're using the physics and the canoe hull to help you make your turns faster or slower, to heel one side, to heel to the other side. So that's the solo part of it. With American freestyle, they've also done a lot with tandem. And so there's tandem freestyle where people, again, are doing a lot of it to music in terms of doing demonstrations and even competitions. There's a national competition held in Ohio in September, which people will strive and work to that end to be able to compete or to demonstrate at such a thing. But essentially, it's just really good canoeing and paddling done very well. Mm-hmm. But you can take those same skills and bring them to the river, bring them to the lake, and go tripping and that sort of thing.
Well, for either the Canadian style or the American style, where would somebody go to learn the finer points of these styles?
There is a freestyle committee of the American Canoe Association, and they run different clinics or symposiums, they're called, throughout the year. And so there is a website of freestyle canoeing, and so people could look on there, and there's a whole list of dates of events that one could attend mm-hmm. to learn how to paddle well. And then in Canada, there's different instructor clinics that you could look at in mm-hmm. taking up there to learn more Canadian style.
We're getting into the fall season here and into the winter. What's coming up for you? You got trips planned, or is this you laying low for a while? What's coming up?
Well, I will be going one more time into the Boundary Waters coming up, working with some people for a week to teach bushcraft and canoeing skills. We'll do instruction in how to handle a canoe, how to paddle a canoe, but as well skills around the campsite in terms of knots and creating fires, getting your wood, cooking, and all those sorts of basics that you need if you'd like to do a wilderness canoe trip.
This winter, you got some paddling, going to be in a warmer climate coming up?
February are some trips done in the Rio Grande River past the Big Bend National Park of Texas. Okay. And it's a wonderful 7 or 8 day trip where we paddle for about 100 miles, a little less than, but it's beautiful canyons and a little bit of whitewater. It's a very pleasant trip. And again, that can be seen or learned more about at robkesselring.com.
I talked to Rob a couple years ago now about his guiding on the Rio Grande, and I know you've done a bunch of trips with him. You're out there guiding and being a naturalist and expert paddler with his groups.
Well, I have been involved and I don't like to think too much as an expert, but I do enjoy going canoeing, and I do enjoy being a naturalist and discovering what is out there in all the different environments that I have been lucky enough to spend some time with Rob traveling to the Rio Grande, and as well to Alaska and the Noatak River and to Quetico and Boundary Waters. So there have been some wonderful adventures.